will be there. And now, without further ado, it's my great pleasure to welcome into studio Jay McAdams of the 24th Street Theater. And what a fun show this is. I saw it on opening, the opening matinee, Hansel and Gretel Bluegrass, and it runs through the 11th, I believe.
Right, 11th of December, yeah.
Down at the 24th Street Theater. You guys commissioned this, didn't you? This is like a world premiere.
Right, we hired Brian Davidson. He wrote War Music, remember, at the Geffen, and works for Disney. So, yeah.
And what's fun about this, too, is our Bradley Whitford, who we just know and love from West Wing. Oh, God, wouldn't it be wonderful if Martin Sheen was president?
Can't help it. We can just rewind.
Oh, Lord. What a world. But he's actually the narrator in this via the magic of video. And it's punctuated with music from the Get Down Boys. So it's set in Butcher Holler in coal mining country, right?
Or Appalachia.
Appalachia,
they say.
It's interesting because with, I hate to keep mentioning this, but with the incoming administration and the energy department will be ruled by oil and coal, it's very interesting. But this is set in the Depression, which I hope won't be coming again.
Set in modern day.
And here are Hansel and Gretel to set up the scenario and how this translates from the classic fairy tale.
Well, it's got the key elements of the tale, you know, the parents abandoning the kids. The difference is it's set in the Depression era, like you said, at a radio station like this, but it's up in the hills. If you can imagine an old radio station up, you know, in the middle of the mountains somewhere with a kind of an old, huckster showman running it. And so he's doing his radio show. That's Brad Whitford. And he is addressing this letter from a kid who's having, you know, these issues of poverty and starvation and, you know, of the coal mine strikes and all that. So that's the context. And he tells this kid his kind of mountain version of Hansel and Gretel over the air to comfort him.
And the two children, of course, the mother has died in this scenario, and the father, who has lost his job, can't get work, as you know, most of the population couldn't during the Great Depression, let alone in the poor regions of Appalachia. But he basically leaves the children in the woods because he thinks they will do better on their own, which actually was very common during the Great Depression because it was a different world. And adults, you know, it must have just been heartbreaking. They thought, how can we survive? How can our children survive? And maybe they'll do better on their own.
And still happening today with these unaccompanied minors on the trains from Central America that have been coming up the last couple of years. I mean, it's stunning. You know, most Americans just really can't imagine. I'm gonna just put my kid out on the curb and, you know, hope they'll do better.
Yeah.
But some people are really in that circumstance in this modern era. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, that desperation that would lead a parent to do that. So it's very primal, you know. And I want to also emphasize that you don't do children's theater in the typical sense. You do theater that is available to all age ranges, because as an adult, I was profoundly moved, and it's very thought-provoking because, as we know, these fairy tales, sometimes horrifying, are so primal in the issues that it evokes from us. It's really very cathartic for adults as well as, you know.
And most of our audience tends to be adults. We have kids, and we do this for kids. It's intended for kids and adults, too. But, you know, we do take a different tack with it. We try to be a little more sophisticated than your average children's theater.
And we're talking again about Hansel and Gretel Bluegrass. My in-studio guest is Jay McAdams, who runs the show down there with the wonderful Debbie Devine. She couldn't join us today, but we just love what you do and your involvement with the community surrounding
you.
I did want to mention that it is running through December 11th. It runs primarily on the weekends. There are matinees as well as evening performances.
Right.
And you're located down on West 24th Street at Hoover.
Right.
Very, very family friendly. If you haven't been down there, you owe it to yourself to make it down there. And, you know, what struck me watching it, and we've only got a couple of minutes, but it struck me that a lot of these old fairy tales talking about the masculine and the feminine with John Densmore, and so much of what we're facing today, is that a lot of the evil figure is a witch, you know.
Right.
It's this woman witch, and that's very primal, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the talk about the wonderful actors, because the woman that plays the witch gives a remarkable performances, and the two people that play Hansel and Gretel are terrific, too. So I want to acknowledge them before we wrap up.
Yeah, we have a great cast. Sarah Zinzer, in our version, it's not a witch, but it's a mountain woman.
Yes.
But she does have some power.
She does have powers.
And then our Hansel and Gretel are a couple of fabulous actors, Caleb Foote and Angela Girantana. I butcher her name all the time. Two fabulous young actors also, what we're doing this weekend, we're pulling a card from 9/11, where right after 9/11 we opened up our theater the next day on September 12th when the world was still closed, and weren't sure if that was the right thing to do, but people showed up, and man, everybody was so happy just to have some normalcy, you know. So we figured this was another one of those weeks. So we're taking all the unsold tickets this week and just opening it up and letting anybody come for free.
That's wonderful.
If they need a little humanity. That's what the arts do. You know, that's what, I mean, we can't change what happened this week, but we can hug a few people and give them some breath.
Yeah, and we're finding that too here at KPFK with the music shows,
mm-hmm.
and certainly the arts played a big part in getting us through the Great Depression. So as we move forward, really get down there and take advantage of this. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Donna.
I wish we had more time to talk about it, but do get out and see it. Hansel and Gretel Bluegrass at the 24th Street Theater. You guys have a website. They can Google that for further information. And we're going to go out, of course, with the late, great Leonard Cohen. I stumbled upon this letter, and I noticed the LA Times in there.